All right. Here it is. Again. And it's called
Radio XU. Hello, and welcome back to Radio XU. I'm Tom D. Tonight we bring you part two of our look back at the California-based music movement that was known as the Paisley Underground. Most of the action will be centered on the city of Los Angeles, but we'll also be paying a visit to the college town of Davis, California, to hear from a couple key players in the movement. Right now we start in LA with the Long Riders.
Looking for Louis and Clark.
That was the Long Riders with Angie Rides. From their EP entitled 10560, released on PVC Records in 1983. And before that, it was Looking for Lewis and Clark from the Long Riders' 1985 LP, State of Our Union. This band was founded by guitarist Sid Griffin, who was previously with LA retro rockers The Unclaimed. With a sound inspired by Buffalo Springfield and the Flying Burrito Brothers, the Long Riders were forerunners of the alt-country sound of the 1990s. The band was originally active between 1983 and 1987, and they've periodically regrouped for brief reunions. In 2019, they reformed and released a new album. And now we hear from the group formerly known as the Salvation Army. Here's the 3 o'clock with As Real As Real.
Drop in your own world, living round. is the 3 o'clock.
Hello.
And you're listening to Rodney on the Rock, KROQ FM in Pasadena. He's my happening, and he freaks me out.
Jet Fighter, from their 1983 LP, 16 Tambourines, released on the Frontier Records label. And before that, from their 1982 EP, Baroque Hoedown, we heard the song As Real As Real. Between the songs, we heard a promo that the boys recorded for Rodney Bingenheimer's radio program on LA's KROQ-FM. The band got pretty decent airplay in Southern California, most notably on K-Rock, with Jet Fighter proving to be a hit with many college radio listeners. The band eventually signed to Warner Brothers Records and had an LP released on Prince's Paisley Park imprint in 1988. Unfortunately, the album was somewhat of a commercial failure, and the group disbanded shortly after its release. The band got back together in 2013 when they were offered a chance to play at the Coachella Music Festival. This next outfit is one that was never really affiliated with the Paisley Underground groups, but they were active on the LA club circuit at the same time and performed at many of the same venues. I'm including them here because, well, they're a favorite of mine. Here's the Gun Club with Sex Beat.
eyes in. Shirley's got a lot on her lips. Jake's got a mucky shine on his head, and Deborah Ann's got a tiger in her hips. They can twist and turn, they can move and burn, they can throw themselves against the wall, but they creep for what they need, and they explode to the car, and then they move. Like I told ya, very stupid like I saw, very stupid as the simple thought of ever thinking at all. And all the mind, all the soul, all the body, all we know, all the things that should have made us whole, all the colorless security was only so we could go. Tropical apartments bed, your sacrificial pool. My body in the water, and my heart is in your hand. So this is the way you choose to send me to the judgment land. So you can't move, move. Oh, sex beat. We'll be right back. this stranger in our town. He wants us in another town with insects on his face like this.
The Gun Club with Stranger in Our Town from their 1984 LP, The Las Vegas Story. And before that, from their 1981 debut album, Fire of Love, we heard the song Sex Beat. The Gun Club were led by singer and songwriter Jeffrey Lee Pierce, former head of the Los Angeles branch of the Blondie Fan Club. The band included Kid Congo Powers on guitar, who also did stints with the Cramps and the Bad Seeds. When they started in Los Angeles in 1979, the Gun Club were one of the first groups to merge punk rock with country and rockabilly, creating what some describe as psychobilly blues. Sadly, the band came to an end in 1996 when a brain hemorrhage took the life of Jeffrey Lee Pierce. Leaving LA now, we head north to Davis, California, to hear from one of the prime movers of the Paisley Underground. Hold tight, because here's True West with I'm Not Here.
I don't care.
much safer to stay away from them. But there's too many steps to that door. Too many steps to that door. Can't move a nail my feet to the floor. I'm feeling very warm here. I'm content to hear the world go by. But there's too many steps to that door. Too many steps to that door. Too many steps to that door. Too many steps to that door.
That was True West with Steps to the Door, and before that, I'm Not Here. Both songs can be found on their 1983 eponymous EP, self-released on the Bring Out Your Dead label. The core of this group was singer Gavin Blair and guitarist Richard McGrath and Russ Tolman. Blair and Tolman had been bandmates in an earlier Davis-based group that also included Steve Wynn and Kendra Smith, later of the Dream Syndicate. True West's debut EP drew the attention of songwriter and guitarist Tom Verlaine, who invited them to New York to record some demos. But after 2 years of constant touring and several fruitless attempts to land a major label contract, the band hung up their spurs in 1985. And now it's time for the ladies to represent. Will you please welcome the Pandoras?
Yeah.
That was the Pandoras with It's About Time, the title track from their 1984 debut LP, and before that, their 1984 single, Hot Generation. The Pandoras were an all-female group, originally active from 1982 to 1991. They were founded by singer-guitarist Paula Pierce, and they were key players on the Los Angeles garage rock revival scene of the early 80s. Sadly, Paula suffered a fatal aneurysm and died at the tender young age of 31. And now we once again return to the college town of Davis, California. Here's Game Theory with 24.
We'll be right back.
Was Game Theory with Metal and Glass Exact, taken from their 1983 EP, Pointed Accounts of People You Know. And before that, from their 1985 LP, Real Nighttime, we heard the song 24. Game Theory was formed in 1982 in Davis, California by singer-songwriter Scott Miller. He was the group's leader and sole constant member, presiding over a frequently changing lineup. Miller retired the band in 1990 to pursue other projects, but he was making preparations to reunite Game Theory when he died unexpectedly in April of 2013. And now we hear from a group that was formed by former members of the Dream Syndicate, Green on Red, and Rain Parade. Here's Clay Allison with Fell from the Sun.
Never thought morning could feel so
Thank you.
That was Clay Allison with Lullaby. And before that, Fell from the Sun. Both songs taken from the band's 1984 EP, released on the Serpent Records label. Formed in Los Angeles in 1983, this group featured bassist Kendra Smith, guitarist David Roback, and drummer Keith Mitchell. Soon after the release of this EP, they dropped the name Clay Allison and began performing as Opal. We'll hear some of the group's recordings as Opal in our next program. Well, we've once again reached the end of another episode of Radio XU. If you enjoyed the music, I'd love to hear from you. You could share your comments on the show at my webpage, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. Join us again next time, and we'll continue our journey through the Paisley Underground. Until then, this is Tom D signing off. XU.